Yet again, a fantastic set of music right here on Smile 90.4 FM. I am blessed and thrilled to welcome the bearded wonder, Mr. Tienus Jansen van Rensburg, because as always on a Tuesday, it is Tech Talk with Tienus. And people, I told him to not even tell me anything further than the first sentence he said, because this is something that I... Ooh, Tienus, just spill the beans, please.
Something that I never thought I would see, Amazon and nuclear energy.
Say what now?
That's right. So Amazon, obviously being this behemoth company worldwide, they consume a lot of energy doing what they do. They obviously also expend a lot of greenhouse gases because they deliver everything to their customers. Mm-hmm. And they set an internal goal several years ago of being completely run on renewable energy. Now, that includes them transitioning with their deliveries. So they've started buying thousands and thousands of electric delivery vans from Rivian. And they've got some other partnerships around the world as well to expand that electric delivery van. But then also, they obviously have massive infrastructure, data centers, Amazon Web Services obviously being one of the biggest web hosting services in the world.
Huge blue offices near Observatory.
yeah, those new offices. So this is where nuclear energy comes in. And no, they're not going to build a massive nuclear reactor. They're investing in what is called small modular reactors. Now, this is a new branch of nuclear technology where the technology has essentially been shrunk down. So obviously, normal nuclear reactors are massive building-sized units that have to sit in water to be cooled. Mm-hmm. And that's how that water is then heated, and that spins a turbine, and that's how nuclear energy created. Now, with small modular reactors, it can be built a lot faster, it can be positioned more closer to each other and closer to the electricity grid that they're trying to feed into. So this technology has been developed over the last 10 to 15 years, and we've seen a couple of these plants, they can't even be called plants because they're quite small, have been connected to the grids around the world. So they've invested in three partnerships that will advance these small modular reactor technologies. And they obviously aim to use that foremost to run their own infrastructure and all of their data centers, all of their kind of storage facilities for their products, everything like that, and then create more energy that they can push back into the grid.
Hold up. Are you telling me that in the near future, you're working in a call center at an Amazon office somewhere in the world, and somewhere in your building is a mini nuclear reactor?
It might not be in the building, but it will probably be quite close. And the other reason why a lot of people is pushing this, they're pushing this technology, is because it's much, much safer. It uses a different isotope to actually have those nuclear reactions. Mm. And as I said, it's very small. I mean, it's the size of your computer screen, essentially, each of these small reactors. So they can be scaled down to very small sizes. Right now, they're still a little bit bigger than that, but modular. And they are easy to add on. That's the modular part. Obviously, you can expand quite easily. You don't have to build a whole new plant every time. So it's very exciting technology. And the fact that Amazon has earmarked this as kind of their big revolution in how they consume energy and run their business is very interesting.
My mind is blown here. Firstly, let me admit to you that I did not know about these mini nuclear reactors. I was like, what are you? This is sounding like a movie.
Relatively new technology.
And now you're telling me that like a company, like a Takealot basically, of the world is coming to, and they're putting it, I can't even put it into words. Thank you. Because every time we chat, I learn so much.
It's fascinating how quickly these kind of technologies are moving. And, you know, it obviously helps that Amazon has piles and piles of cash lying around that they can invest in these kind of things, but nonetheless, if they can push the technology forward, it can be rolled out more widely to the rest of the world, because nuclear energy is the cleanest form of energy other than obviously the nuclear waste, and we just need to find better ways of storing it, and that's a lot of energy that can be sent out everywhere.
Okay, cool, man, I can't even wait until next week to see what next thing you're going to tell me. That thing on the back of Doc's car in Back to the Future, the little reactor that is made from trash, and then you're going to tell me that's real and people are going to have it in their kitchens. I don't know what's going to happen next, but stay tuned, because we'll be back next week. It's Tech Talk with TNS. He's here from Bandwidth Blog. You can go there and visit them and find out more about this subject in more depth. We'll be back to the music right after these.